Cleaning Nation, welcome. I am so excited to hang out with you today. Just want to let you know I put a brand new on-demand training at growmycleaningcompany.com just for you. It's super amazing. If you are looking to take your cleaning company to the next level, you can access it right now, growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now. Today, we are chatting with Tony Artisan from 3D Cleaning Pros. These guys have been serving the businesses of Missouri for the last 3 years. If you want to reach out to Tony and his team, you can hold them at www.3dcleaningpros.com. Tony, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Glad to have you, man. So how did you get into the cleaning business?
Growing up, all my life, my grandparents have been in the janitorial line of work ever since I can remember. My grandpa was a supervisor of a janitorial program over at Dillard's for years and years. And my grandma is actually, she still works in janitorial to this day for casinos and schools and stuff like that. So I kind of came into it with the idea of I would love to retire my grandparents one day, you know, doing something that they really love doing. So
I cannot think of a cooler reason to start a cleaning company than to help retire your grandparents, man. That is awesome. And I am honored to be able to hopefully help put some wind in the sails towards that goal. So what's going on in your world today that hopefully we can give you some value on?
I have 4 employees right now, and we serve the Hannibal, Missouri area. And we also have contracts in Quincy, Illinois, Kirksville, Missouri, and Moberly, Missouri, which are all about 30 minutes to an hour away from Hannibal. And what I'm trying to do is structure my company in a way that I don't have to do the cleaning, and also where I can have maybe supervisors in place to manage the accounts that I have, you know, and then eventually get to the point to where we can have an office space and all of that stuff to handle the day-to-day work and stuff like that. So,
all right, so let's talk that through a little bit. Let's just call it 30 minutes of your office, wherever you guys start from. What's the population in that area?
The population in Hannibal is about 17,000. Okay. Pretty small.
Very small. That's just tough. And what kind of goals do you have for your business in terms of revenue? How big would you like to get maybe in the next 12 months?
In the next 12 months, my goal is to reach $200,000 in sales. And I recently hit my goal of $60,000, which is was done part-time, working a full-time job, 8 hours a day. You know, so I figured if I can do that part-time, then full-time, I could definitely, kill that number.
Okay. So the reason I ask is a lot of people go to new markets because of the fun, the intrigue, being able to say they're statewide or regional or whatever. And there's definitely some kind of sex appeal factor to that in terms of it sounds cool and it feels cool. But there's also a ton of additional just complexity that adds, whether you like it or not. So if your goal is to grow, and I'm assuming it is, maybe you're like, I don't give two craps about money. I just want to feel big and important, which I don't think is the case. But if it was, then do what you want. If, however, you're like, I just want to make the most profit and kind of employ the most people and get my grandparents retired as soon as possible, I'm going to encourage you to stay in the trading area that you're at first, right? So once you're to the point where you're like, I have just kind of saturated this market that I'm in, the 17,000 person market, then and only then do I want to see you go forward. And if you're only at, you know, 60,000 a year in revenue currently, I'm pretty confident even with only 17,000 people in your market, you can probably get to at least 100,000 in that area. So I would really first, and I'm still going to answer your question, by the way, but first and foremost, and this is not just for you, Tony, but for Cleaning Nation, resist the temptation to expand because you think it'll be easier to get a customer the town over than to get a customer in the town you're in. It is not. It is harder. It might be as easy or easier to, well, it's harder to get it, especially on commercial, because you got to go physically bid it and make a couple trips out there. So it's harder that way. And it's obviously harder to service it, especially if it's a 5-night-a-week account. You're trying to manage something from afar. So I would encourage you to set up, first and foremost, client attraction systems that bring in leads that know, like, and trust you on a consistent basis first. in the area that you're in. Second, to bring in, have a employee attraction system that brings in prospective employees that know, like, and trust you and only want to work with you. Get that done second. Once you've got those down, much easier to duplicate those systems in other areas than to try and not really have a system that works now. And if you're only 60,000, doesn't sound like you've got your client attraction system down just yet. So instead of trying to build farther out, we still have to get deeper, right? We haven't, you know, like a lot of people try to franchise before they've even gotten the systems for themselves, right? So like, hey, I'm going to sell this to somebody else, but they don't really have it kind of ironed out themselves. And going to a second market is almost like franchising, right? You're opening another business in a different city. Any thoughts or pushback on that before we go forward?
No, it actually makes a lot of sense. And those accounts that we have in the other cities, they actually reached out to us, so we went and bid it and got the jobs. And I was actually going to look at growing out there, but hearing what you just said, I'm definitely going to kind of stick to where I'm at right now. So,
and the more successful we get, the more we say no. So when I was just starting out, I'd say yes to anybody. There was a Rotary meeting, I was there. They wanted me to speak at this thing or show up here or shake this guy's hand or do this account that's more. I'd say yes, yes, yes. Everybody, yes. You do that enough and you work hard enough, you're going to start getting some success and some revenue and some growth. And once you do that, then you have to kind of learn the skill of saying no. So when someone, if you called me and said, hey, Mike, fly out here tomorrow, you know, on Southwest and hang out with me for a couple of days and, you know, help me run my cleaning company, that's going to be a big no. As much as I like you and I want to help you, I'm clear on what I will do and won't do and the way I can best serve this community with my time. So we want to make sure we get you there. So that's first and foremost. Now let's talk about how to do it, right? Because, like, hey, I didn't really ask for that advice. I asked, how do I do it now that I've got these customers? So first and foremost, we'd have to do this offline. Like, if you're one of my one-on-one clients, the first thing I do is identify the pricing. What kind of margin do we have here? I'm going to make dang good and sure if I'm going to go out there, it's worth my while, right? So even if, like, say you did say, oh, come on, Mike, I'll do anything. Come out here. I'm like, fine, 50 grand. I'll get in a plane tomorrow. I'll be out there for a week and I'll come back. Maybe you do it. Maybe you don't. Either way, at least it's worth my while to go, hey, for that kind of money, I'll do it. Same with you on these accounts, right? So first and foremost, I'm going to check to make sure they're profitable. Last thing I'm going to do is all this headache and massaging of my companies and trying to staff jobs that are, you know, 30 minutes, 60 minutes away, and I'm not even making any money at it. That's nutballs, right? So first and foremost, I'm going to check the price to make sure, A, there's enough margin to do a good job for them in another city, and then B, if it's not good enough, I'm going to raise prices, and if they quit, problem solved, and if they pay more, problem solved, right? Because now you have the money and the resources to pay a little extra if somebody quits or something happens. You've got money and resources and budget to get out there and get them taken care of. So first and foremost, I focus more on where you're at and not expand until you're really, if your market's actually saturated, then you can expand. But if your market's not saturated, I'm going to say, you know, stick here. Second step is, if you already are in these other markets or you want to go to those other markets, make sure that you're making enough money to serve them well and to make it worth the headache of traveling. Third of all, we've definitely got to get you in that mindset of you'd never clean ever, 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 ever. If I can't find a way, if I feel like I have to clean to go into these other markets, I'm not going to those other markets. I'll fire them tomorrow. The last thing we need, if you really want to grow a business that's doing 200,000, half a million, a million, a real business, you can't be cleaning. Because if you're cleaning, who's running the business? Who's getting new clients? Who's building the culture? Who's creating the systems? Who's doing everything? Who's running the company, right? Nobody, because you're out there cleaning. So you're definitely on the right track of cleaning. And even if it costs you X amount of money today to free you up from ever having to clean, then let's do that. So first and foremost, I'm going to double down, triple down, quadruple down on that no cleaning mindset, right? And just think about it. If you did pay me whatever I would charge you, which would be a ton to come out and help you, could you imagine saying, okay, Mike, well, tonight we're going to go clean this warehouse, and after that we're going to go clean the Applebee's. You would hopefully never do that, because, like, this guy's too expensive. He's not the right tool for that job, right? You need to look at yourself the same way. Like, I can't be out there clean. I'm a Mike, right? I'm an owner. I'm an entrepreneur. We can't have, you know, again, Steve Jobs isn't out there at the, you know, putting, you know, soldering on chips to motherboards for iPhones, right? He's setting the vision. So you as the owner, there's a thousand people that could clean for you, but you're the only one that can set the vision for this company. So definitely, 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 if you don't feel that you're able to have multiple locations without you personally cleaning or going out and checking, then shut those bad boys down and contract and just tell them, hey, I'm sorry, I told you I could do this, but we can't. That's that. Any pushback before we move on to the next point?
No, Nope.
Okay.
Makes perfect sense.
Last piece I'm going to give you is we want everybody to be a supervisor. Okay. So I don't like the kind of magic supervisor, because what that really says is our rank and file employees could be unreliable. Because what a supervisor really is just scheduling people when they're going to show up, making sure that they do a good job, kind of making sure everyone does a good job. Fair?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if we just train everyone that they have to show up and do a good job, then we don't really need a supervisor. So I certainly with, if you've got 20 employees, 30 employees, sure, we're going to need a supervisor to just manage all those calendars and all those bodies. But if we've got three or four people, we certainly don't need a supervisor to manage three other people, right? It's just a bad use of their time. So at the size that you're at now, we just need to make sure everybody takes responsibility for everybody, right? Everybody is kind of in charge. Everybody feels like, and the way that I do that is I have everybody, if you're in the clean profit method, step, I think eight is zero to the trainer in 30 days, right? So every single person that I'm going to hire within a month is going to train somebody else, right? That's how they graduate from trainee to full-fledged employee. And before they do that, they're going to check other accounts. And before they do that, they're going to have their accounts checked. So we really want to create a system that all of your employees are able to supervise other employees. So if someone doesn't show up, they can show up. They can all handle doing the scheduling. They can all do the calendaring. They can all check on other people's work. They can train other employees. So everybody, I guess the answer is everybody's going to be a supervisor, right? You want to give them all those skills. And then if you have to pay them a little better once they have these skills, that's fine. But you want people that qualify for that. And also, you're going to have to be more selective about who you hire, right? If there's people that are working an hour away, you can't have a, some tolerance policy on being absent, right? You have to have a zero tolerance, right? If you can't show up every time on time, this isn't for you. So those are kind of the steps I take. First of all, focus on saturating the market that you're in. Second of all, make sure that you're making enough money if you're going to go out and work in these other areas. Third of all, we are going to make sure that you're not cleaning no matter what. There's no circumstance where you're going to clean. Fourth of all, kind of use a zero to trainer or zero to 30 or zero to trainer in 30 days outline to make sure that everybody's able to check each other's work, train other employees, show up on time, as opposed to having a supervisor just allow them to kind of half-ass it because they've got the quote-unquote the supervisor in charge to watch them. So that's the outline I'm going to give for you and your situation. Questions, comments, rude remarks before we hit the lightning round?
Nope, that's perfect.
All right, cool. Glad we could help you on that. In Cleaning Nation, as we move into the lightning round, I really want to encourage you to go to growmycleaningcompany.com right now. Check out it's the five shifts you need to take your cleaning company to the next level. And if that's what you're looking to do, especially if you've hit your head against a wall or a ceiling, you just feel like you can't, you've been at the same kind of level for months or years and you want to change it, go to growmycleaningcompany.com right now. There's a free on-demand training that is going to give you all the five shifts that you must make to transition to the next level. All right. That said, let's hit the lightning round. Tony, I'm going to shut up for 2.5 seconds, ask you some questions, get some of your experience out into the world. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received in the cleaning business so far?
In the cleaning business, my best, well, I guess this could go for the cleaning business and really any endeavors at all, but probably Grant Cardone. When he said basically to set higher goals, you would rather not reach your higher goal than to reach your lower goal that you would set. So that's probably the best advice I've ever gotten.
I couldn't agree more. All right. Second question. What's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business so far so we can all learn from each other?
Well, my biggest mistake in the cleaning business was when I had a pretty big account of a car dealership. And I could not, this was when I first started out, and I could not get the floors how I needed them. They were streaky and it was just, they looked bad and they were complaining about it. So I went out and financed a steam machine that I really hardly even use to this day. Turns out that I just wasn't mopping the floor right. So that was probably my biggest mistake.
Cleaning Nation, let me tell you, learn from Tony's mistake. I would say 15% of the coaching I do is people trying to borrow money or spend money on junk that they don't need too early. And I really want to encourage you, instead of having to pay the tuition that Tony's paid, and I promise you I've paid in terms of buying junk I don't need, don't do that, right? If you're thinking about investing, investing in your business is great. I'm totally for that. But just be careful on equipment and things that depreciate in value. I'd rather see you invest time or money in yourself or training for you or your employees, things that will last forever, as opposed to equipment that goes down in value. So I think that's very insightful, Tony. Thank you for sharing that. All right, last question. I have found, so funny, I do all this stuff and I feel like I've got a wall of experience, and so much of that is just from reading a crap ton of stuff. And I found just generally the more successful you are, the more that you read. So I actually changed the last question a couple weeks ago from change it to your favorite book. So Tony, in your years on this earth, what's the best book that you've read that'll give the most value to Cleaning Nation?
The best book that I've read is, again, my guy Grant Cardone, The 10x Rule.
Love it. Love Grant. And that's a great book. Cleaning Nation, go check it out now. I'll see if I can link to it in the show notes page. That said, Tony, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for sharing your passion, your desire to grow. I appreciate you. I know Cleaning Nation appreciates you. Cleaning Nation, if you want to check out Tony's show notes page and the five shifts that you need to take your cleaning company to the next level, it's all at growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now. I will see you there.
Congratulations! You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.